And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning, this snowy Thursday morning, currently 16 degrees outside. And joining us on the phone from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, we have Becky Barnhart on the line with us this morning. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning to you and to everyone, and hope everybody's snug as a bug in a rug in their house.
No doubt. I would like to be in my house right now, back under my covers, but at least it's nice and warm here in this studio. So that's good
news.
All right.
Workplaces and schools are warm places for people if you can't be home.
So exactly. That is definitely very true. Well, Becky, we'll talk about the animals here in a second, but obviously with this cold weather and the snow, we want to know, do you have any tips for us out there about taking care of our animals if they have to, like, go outside for a little bit?
Right. Well, I think the most important thing is if they do go outside, keep your eye on them. You know, I know dogs need to go outside in the yards and stuff, but I still think it's very important, especially with our senior girls and boys, watch them when they're outside and don't let them stay out too long. Their paws can get really, cold and damaged, and they can get disoriented if they're old. We've got a kind of an old girl at our house, and she's 14, and we watch her very, very closely when she goes out and does her business, and we bring her right back in. So, and if your dog or cat is outside, good old common sense. Make sure they've got some shelter. They've got a place to get warm. The water freezes very quickly. They still need that water, so, you know, refresh the water as often as you can. Food, having a little extra weight on our animals this time of year, probably isn't so bad after all because it kind of helps them. But, you know, just good old common sense. If you don't want to be out in this weather, so why would your pet? So that's just kind of what I always think about, is they've been out long enough, and just keep them in if you possibly can. If not, get them shelter and food. So.
Absolutely. So, yeah, take care. Like you said, especially if they're an older girl or boy, make sure you're taking care of them and just let them go outside, do their business, what they need to do. Although it's kind of funny, my girlfriend has two dogs and they love playing in the snow. They'll run around and they'll stop and look around at it, and then they'll take off another direction. It's just, they seem to have a good time when it snows. So if it's not hurting them too much, obviously let them play in the snow a little bit. But when they're ready to come in, let them come in. So
exactly. We have a black lab, and she's 11. She's no spring chicken herself, and she wanted out this morning and it was still snowing. So I let her out, and I watched her, you know, closely. But she was having a good time out there. Then when I brought her in, of course, the snow was on her back, you know, because they have such good insulation. And but yes, she does. You're right. There are some breeds that enjoy getting out there and romping and carrying on, but they're like children. You just have to make sure that you're still in control of the situation.
Fine. Okay, guys, it's cold enough out here. Come back in. So, So, all right. Well, Becky, again, that's some pretty good tips though there for you. And before we get to the animals, do we have any adoption stories to talk about?
Well, it's been a little slow through the holiday season because our hours were kind of off, and so no, we don't have a lot of adoptions. But I do have a very special rescue story to tell you. We had an old dog that's been with us several weeks. She came in. She is 14 years old. We call her Annabeth. And Annabeth is a little black and white, and she's been featured on our Facebook page. She's a little black and white dog and she's got some health issues. So Brad reached out to a rescue, and they're called Always and Forever. And they specialize in helping senior dogs or dogs with behavioral problems in place. And they picked her up. They saw her face. They contacted Brad. Brad contacted them. And they've even raised like over $1,000 to take care of her medical needs. And, I mean, these groups out here are fantastic. I applaud them more than you can imagine, that there's groups out there that take care of these kind of situations. Anna she's such a good girl. We had just decided, well, you know, she could also just become a shelter dog, but that's not always the best life, you know, for dogs. And so anyway, that is a very good story, very special story. She's been picked up. She'll get some medical care. She'll be placed in a foster home. And hopefully will go ahead and live out her life in a regular home, but even a foster home, you know, to us is a step up from the shelter. So that is a good story to tell you guys about. Annabeth is on her way.
Absolutely. No, you're right. Like you said, a foster home is a step up from the shelter. You guys do a great job out there at the shelter, but I know you guys are kind of the same way. I think about it. It's like you would rather there not be any dogs or cats out there. You'd rather them all be to a home. Even though it'd be a little lonely out there, you'd love to see it empty out there, wouldn't you?
It'd be all right. It'd be all right to be a little lonely out there, but reminds me of the revolving door. You know, we get them out and we get the population down, the shelter down pretty low, and we're thinking things is good, and then pretty soon the door opens and here we come again. And so it's ongoing, and what keeps us going is the fact that we do place a lot of animals and know that they have good homes, and we love it when people adopt the cat or the dog, kitten, puppy, and they send us pictures back. It just warms our heart because these dogs and cats actually look like they're smiling. I mean, they're so happy. You know, they put on weight and they just have that calmness around their face. They don't look like they're stressed like they do a lot of times at the shelter. So we love it when people will respond back and say, "Here, you know, here's a picture of old Joe that we adopted, you know, 6 months ago." We love it. We love it. So anyone that has adopted, don't hesitate to send us pictures through Facebook or bring them out and let us look at them. Sometimes I kind of wonder if it scares them if you've adopted a dog from the shelter and you take it back to the shelter. The dog's going, wait a minute. I don't want to do this.
But right.
Probably not. Probably not.
All right.
Anyway,
That's a good rescue story, though. That's a great rescue story. I love that.
Yes. And as far as donations coming in, you know, we still have a lot of donations coming in. People are still bringing things out to us, and it's just remarkable, and we feel really good because we're starting off the year with lots of good supplies and treats and toys, and so it's been a good holiday season, and we certainly thank everyone who has contributed and helped us out. And it's this time of year, I always think about New Year, things to be doing. We are really like to see new volunteers come out, and we're practicing our safe things, you know, with our masks and that kind of thing. But still, we need those volunteers. We have a young man that comes out and walks our dogs twice a week, and because he's walking those dogs, that's giving those dogs, you know, the exercise they need, the socialization they need, and it helps relieve us that we can get in and out and get those pens cleaned a whole lot faster than when we have. Well, there's just a routine we go through, and it really helps speed that process up. But I think the best thing about it is that he is working with those dogs, and they're learning to walk on a leash. So that's just one thing volunteers can do. There's all kinds of activities we can hook you up with at the shelter. It's just coming out and folding our laundry for you. Hey, that's happy. We appreciate that. Or if you just want to come out and sit in the chair and hold a kitten, we're all for it. So anyway, if anyone's been thinking about maybe I need to come out and check out the shelter, we welcome you, and we'd love to have people come out and help us out.
Absolutely. And now it's time to talk about the stars of the shelter out there.
Okay.
Of course, our doggos and cats. And let's go ahead and start with the dogs.
All right. We're going to start with the dogs. We've got three of our dogs that got to do the date night this fall. They're still with us. They're lovely dogs. Just haven't found the right person. The first one would be Ducky. She's a very sweet girl. She's about 2 years old. She does great with other dogs and people. And she was very well behaved on her date night. As you recall, she liked her hamburgers. She liked walking with them. She loved the belly rubs. It all went very well with her date night. Theo is another one that got to go on date night, and he's a male. He's a Brittany pity mix. He's brindle and white in color. He's only about 6 months old. He's kind of chunky, and we call him our goofy guy. He just has a great personality. He is dog friendly, and he also likes his hamburgers, ice cream, fries, and belly rubs. And he is he's the guy that likes Dr. Pepper. He helped himself to the Dr. Pepper when whoever the person was had him out. I don't know if they left the car or what happened. Anyway, he indulged in some Dr. Pepper and thought it was pretty good stuff. So Theo, he's character. And then we've got Dexter. And Dexter also was a date night doggy, and he's neutered. He is a husky shepherd mix, 3 years old, black, tan, and white. He has gorgeous blue eyes. He's great with other dogs, and he's okay with cats. His date night was, he was an absolute gentleman. Now, there you go. You can't get any better than that, can you? And he loaded right up in the car, and he looked out the window, and roast beef was what he got to eat, and he took it very gently from the person that was handing it to him, and he even had a pup. So these three dogs obviously have a lot of potential, and they would make someone great pets and companions. They just need someone to come out and look at them and adopt them. Abraham is a male, tan and brown, 2 years old, mixed breed. His ears stick straight up. He's a whole lot of fun, and he has learned to sit and to lay and to shake. And we also have Barbara, beautiful markings, female, the pity mix, white and brown with all kinds of patterns and designs. She's about 2 years old. She's a little shy at first, but then she warms up. She loves you. We've got the lab puppy mix. My goodness, they are so cute. We've got two black females and one yellow male, and they're about 4 months old, and they're just as cute as they can be. One of their litter mates has been adopted, so these three are hoping that they are next. So if you want to start off with a puppy, they are so cute. And we also have Patrick. He is a high-energy guy. He's about 2 years old. He's a heeler pointer mix, black with some white ticks that might make a good farm dog. Get out there and run and get some of that energy off. Zoom, sweet boy, dog-friendly. He's a light brown brindle with golden eyes, about 3 years old. He is already neutered, and he is up to date on his rabies vaccination. And I'm going to remind everyone, when we talked about these animals that have already been spayed or neutered, they can go home with you the day that you decide that that's, you know, that you want to adopt them. If they're too young to be neutered or spayed, you put down a $30 deposit, which is state required, until you have your new pet spayed or neutered, then you get your $30 back. So it's kind of a neat deal if you come out and pick out one that's already got his operation. This guy's even up on the shot, so that's excellent. Then we have Mutt and Jet, and these guys are hoots. They're young. They're about 10 months old. Black with some brown and white markings, about 40 to 45 pounds. Probably have a heaver mix in them. They do have longer hair, so we're not sure what else is in there, but they do have these implement heavers also. And then we have Annalise. This is an incredibly sweet dog, white with some black markings, two-year-old female. She's a mixed breed. She was found dumped by the shelter, skin and bone. And that is in capital letters, and that is the truth. That poor baby was skinny, skinny, skinny. But she has got to be a very good weight right now. She's trusting us. She loves us. Somebody needs to give Annalisa a second chance. That was not a good beginning at all. And that is the dogs for today. And we've also got a couple of other puppies that Brad didn't put on the list. But as I've always said, please remember, there's other animals out there. We just try not to take too much time with naming them all. But go on Facebook and look at the picture. Better yet, come out to the shelter. And then our kitty cats, we still have one of our white kittens. Oh, she's gorgeous. I, you know, this hasn't happened yet, but she is. She's just pure white. She's around 4 months old now, and she's ready to go. Candace is white with orange and yellow markings. She's very playful. She's very pretty also, very alert. Blaze is a beautiful Siamese mix, white, yellow, with bright blue eyes, around 3 years old, gorgeous. Blaze is absolutely beautiful. And Drama, we have Drama because, well, as you can imagine, she meows with lots of drama. She's really funny. And so I think the name is very appropriate. She's a calico markings, and she's a female, and she's 2 to 4 years old. And we have Melvin and Rex, and these are Drama's babies. And she gave birth to them at the shelter in early September. So we can tell you all about Melvin and Rex because they've been with us. And so they are ready to get out of that shelter and find your own home. And they've had lots of attention, but it's time for them to leave the nest. And we have Mindy is a female, 2.5 years old, a gray tiger stripe, and very sweet and can be frisky at times. And she likes to march around in her kennel. She's really cute. And we have Britches. Britches is an old, little older one here, 8 years old, spayed, has all the shots, gray and white in color, She's a beautiful baby. She was adopted from our shelter a couple of years ago. So she came in a little older, was adopted, and then her owner suddenly passed away recently. So she's now back with us, and we're hoping that we can find the senior girl another wonderful home, because she had a very good home. It just, unfortunately, her owner passed. The last one I was going to talk about, no, that's it. Oh, there's one more. Six, female, years old, cream and yellow in color, very sweet, and she's very petite. She only weighs around 7 pounds. So full grown, very petite.
She's a small
that's
girl.
The crew. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, that's the group for today. But please go to our Facebook page and kind of check out some of the faces that we can identify. We've got some older dogs that have been with us for a while. Brad would really like to see them be adopted. We'd even lower the adoption fee because all the expense as far as the operation and the vaccinations, we've already absorbed that. Our goal is let's get them placed. So he's put a $15 adoption on some of these. They're bigger. They're the bigger, older dogs that have been with us. You can go on Facebook and see them. They're just gorgeous dogs, and they need a chance. So if that's something you're looking for, an older dog that's already got all the housebreaking and all that nonsense out of the way, you need to come out and check these guys out. We are there in the afternoons from 2 to 4 on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. We're there from 1 to 4, and then close on Mondays for kind of our catch-up day, deep cleaning type day. Phone number is 620-252-6060. Facebook, if you're trying to find us, it's CFA, which stands for Coppola Friends of Animals, and we're located across the street from the Waterway Street plant. So hope everyone is having a good start to the new year and come out and visit us at the shelter, whether just to walk around or volunteer.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for calling in today. We always look forward to talking to you out there at the shelter, and we look forward to talking to you next week, Becky.
That's right, and maybe we'll be talking about the warmer weather, and everyone stay safe, and talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Becky. You have a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals telling us about the great animals out there at the shelter, also talking about safety for your pets out there for the cold weather and the snow. Obviously, the old saying is, if you're cold, they're cold, let them in. All right, we do need to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we will restart open line taking your calls. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, give away, or if you'd like to weigh in on the Wilson Medical Center question of the day, you can do that as well. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday here in Southeast Kansas.